play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I am great. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. You know, snow. That's all that's on the mind. But we gonna make it. We gonna make it.
Fortunately, we're indoors and warm.
Yes, exactly. So, Will, please remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from Joseph Young of St. Cloud, Minnesota. I said, think of a word that means very small. Move the first syllable to the end, separated by a space, and you'll get a two-word phrase naming something that's very large. What words are these? Well, the word that means very small is subatomic. Move the start to the end, and you get an atomic sub, which is really quite big.
Well, I mean, this must have fooled some people, or really stumped some people, I should say, because there were just over 200 correct entries, and this week's winner is Mark Minster of Terre Haute, Indiana. Congratulations, Mark.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so how did you come up with this? Because this seems like this was a tricky one.
It was tricky. It took me 2 days of trying to make, you know, the word like knee-high work, which was satisfying my inner four-year-old. And then on Tuesday, I was listening to the radio and I heard the word molecular. And then I just went down a couple of levels on my drive to work and I forgot to submit. And my wife reminded me on Wednesday and the rest was history.
Wow. Oh, my God. And do you and your wife play together?
We do. Yes. We got the kids involved, too.
What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm an English professor at an engineering school. I like translating poetry. We like cooking. We like to travel, chasing the kids around to music lessons, that sort of thing.
Okay, well, it sounds like you're a very busy guy. We're glad you're here to partake in the puzzle this week. I gotta ask you, Mark, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am. I'm joyous and caffeinated. Let's do it.
Okay, I love to hear that. Take it away, Will.
I love that too. Okay, Mark and Aisha, today's puzzle is called All In. I'm going to give you clues for two words. Insert the word all inside the answer to the first clue to get the answer to the second. For example, if I said opposite of good and a romantic song, you would say bad and ballad. Here you go. Number one is exam and having the greatest height.
Test and tallest.
You got it. To bathe standing up and not as deep.
Shower and shallower.
You got it. Something that's unexpected and beneficial. And an air-filled item attached to a string.
A boon and balloon.
Good job. What bees do. And playing for time.
All I can think of is buzz.
Okay, what if they attack you?
Oh, sting and stalling.
You got it. A descendant and a green onion.
A scion and scallion.
Good job. An attempt in basketball and an onion used in cooking.
Shot and shallot.
Good one. A sweeper's tool and a locale in the game clue.
Broom and ballroom.
Good one. Here's a tough one. An overhead structure supporting a crane and courage displayed in battle.
Gantry and gallantry.
Oh, I'm impressed. Here's your last one. Vast wooded areas and prevents from happening.
Forest and forestall.
Good job.
Woo! You knocked it out the park on that one. I couldn't even follow along. Like, I would get one word.
I was just worried about not embarrassing myself, that's all.
How do you feel?
I feel great. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, you did a wonderful job. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Mark, what member station do you listen to?
We listen to WFIU on the campus of Indiana University.
That's Mark Minster of Terre Haute, Indiana. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Evan Kalish of Bayside, New York. Name a famous living singer whose first and last names together have four syllables. and the second and fourth syllables phonetically sound like things a dog walker would likely carry. What singer is this? So again, a famous living singer with four syllables in his or her name. The second and fourth syllables phonetically sound like things a dog walker would likely carry. What singer is this?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, January 29th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.